Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month med plus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month med plus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Hey, The Bird Show.
For those of you that have been listening for the last couple of days, Carly called us and told us straight up she's blackmailing her boss. And a lot of you guys called up and you said, I understand where she's coming from. In this economy, things are so desperate right now, you got to do what you can to save your job. So Carly has a couple of pictures of her boss. They were all hanging out in a bar one night together. And there was just some woman in the bar and he started getting drunk and getting all flirty with this woman. And he puts his hand on her leg and starts flirting with her and is probably a little bit too close. And Carly was going to use those for blackmail. So she goes into her boss's office and she says, look, if these cuts that you're going to be doing, I just want to let you know I've got these pictures. So the last time we talked to her, this is what she said.
We just sat down. Well, I just started to say, you know, we've heard rumors that there may be some layoffs. And then I said, we have some information that would be in your best interest to keep private. I said, and we want to keep this information private as well. Handed him the camera phone. He looked through it and his face turned red. And then he just kind of stopped for a second and he just kind of took a breath and said, basically, as far as layoffs go, you know, this is not public knowledge. So I would just like you ladies to not discuss this with anyone any further. And I will talk to you a little bit later. And that was it.
All right, so that's where we left it off. And at this point, we were all wondering, I wonder what's going to happen over the next 48 hours. He's got a whole bunch of different things he could do.
Yeah, and not only that, we started getting a lot of emails from people who were just talking about how dangerous this is because, I mean, this is a felony. And so, and we weren't aware of that, I think, when we started, you know, having this conversation. And so it's just a whole awkward situation all around, you know?
Right. So what's happened over the last 48 hours? Anybody want to make predictions before we get her on?
I think HR had a little phone call to her.
I'm actually surprised she's on with us.
Yeah.
I told Tracy yesterday I didn't think we'd ever hear from her again.
Just because she was going to realize that it was a felony and how serious
it was?
Well, we got
Melissa forwarded along an email from some lawyer buddy of hers who said that we would be witnesses to her, you know.
Her trial?
Her crime.
Yeah, if she went, this could go to court, and if it did, we would probably be called as witnesses.
No, we don't want to go down. We don't want to go down the gym. I mean, it, you know, we don't want to listen.
Hey, listen, Burke cannot go to jail after taking those pictures. I'll tell you that.
Those are already posted in prison right now.
Right. I mean, if something happens to this show, we have an obligation to protect Burke right now.
I am definitely going to Mexico. I guarantee you.
Oh, but yeah, I'm surprised we're talking to her too. So
here she is. She's back on the voice disguiser. Hey, Carly.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's happened over the last couple of days?
Well, I got laid off.
You did get laid off?
Yeah, I did.
Give us some details. How long before the boss calls? Does HR call? Do you get a call from the police? What happens here?
No, I went into work yesterday and, I really wasn't there that long when, I got a call from my direct supervisor asking me to come into this one of our conference rooms. And
is this the guy that you showed the pictures to? Different guy?
Yeah, it's a different guy. The person that I, you know, who was involved with the pictures used to be my direct supervisor, and then he got promoted, so he's okay. He's higher up. He's a DM. So I went into the conference room, and it was I knew, well, because my manager was in there, the DM was in there. This guy introduced himself as someone from Human Resources. So another guy who was, I guess, a corporate attorney, and two other supervisors, wow. One woman and one man.
So you knew what was coming. You walked in there, and they had the whole line of suits right there. You knew what was coming.
You know, I didn't know what was coming because I was so scared that maybe they had contacted the police, or I wasn't sure. So my heart was really racing, and I just tried to stay calm, but I knew either way it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. So they just explained, the HR person spoke and said, you know, I'm really sorry, but we have to let you go. And just talked to me about a severance package. It was very short. And, you know, she gave her condolences, and they didn't mention the pictures at all. Everyone was just pretty blank. And I just shook everyone's hands, and I just walked out. And as I was going out, one of the other supervisors, who's not my my direct boss, he said, "Oh, you know, I'm going over, you know, by your way anyway." So he kind of walked with me and was making like a little bit of kind of awkward small talk. And he kind of came over to where my area is, and I started to just clean out my desk. And he was kind of chatting with someone nearby, but I kind of felt like he was there to kind of walk me out.
Yeah, of course.
He totally does. They always do that. I'm surprised they didn't just say, "We're going to walk you out."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't have a security guard or anything. And then I did see someone else walking into the conference room. So
again,
I wasn't sure if maybe they were doing it for everyone that way. Anyway, then I kind of just quickly, I just really wanted to get out of there. So I just gathered up, you know, some stuff. And then he just said, "Oh, you know, do you need any help? Do you want me to carry anything out?" And I said, no, you know, I'm just going out to my car. And he said, "Oh, well, here, let me. And so he kind of escorted me over to, you know, the elevator. And so that was it.
I'm assuming it's a calculated move that they don't say the reason why we're letting you go is because of the pictures. I'm sure corporate or whoever has told her, "Look, Georgia's it's a no-fault state, right? I mean, you could get fired for anything." You know,
I guarantee you, though, they knew about the pictures, because when you get fired, like, there's not 10 people in the room. There's usually somebody from HR, and then your supervisor.
I think they were letting her know.
Right.
They all knew of her actions, and, I mean, it was incredibly wrong what you did and dangerous. And
illegal.
Yes, illegal. And but I think that you may have been up on the chopping block anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you were saying your companies were doing layoffs. They probably just pushed yours ahead.
Did your friend get fired too, the person who went in there with you?
Yes.
Both
yes,
of
she did.
Both yeah. of you mm-hmm. go.
So, did anybody else get fired besides you two?
Well, from what we, you know, because we don't know everyone, and I've only spoken to her and one other person, and it seems one manager was let go, and then just maybe two others that we know of. So I'm not too sure, you know, if there were more than that. You know, I didn't know everyone.
You're not going to get a lot of sympathy here for sure. Good morning, Jessica. You're on
Q100. Hi. I think she deserved all of it.
That's what most people...
I mean, what did she expect, you know?
That's what most are saying. Hey, Craig, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I'm a manager at my job at a company where we just had a bunch of layoffs. And, you know, being there and watched, you know, and just my heart went out to everybody, and it was really hurting. You know, it wasn't our fault. I am so, so glad that this woman was terminated. It's awesome that she got everything that she deserved.
You're lucky you didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
Still lucky, though. It could still happen.
Do you have any shame? Are you feeling any shame at all in what you did and how you handled it?
I mean, yeah, there was a moment where I thought, oh my goodness, I hope they're just going to say that they're letting me, you know, that they're laying me off, because it kind of hit reality that, oh my gosh, why is there a corporate attorney here? Why? You know, I start kind of looking around for a second, like, is the security guard going to be, you know, coming in right after me? And
the corporate attorney was there because they were aware of what you did, and if you brought it up in that meeting, he probably would have immediately stopped it and said, okay, this is a separate meeting, and maybe even called the police, you know?
This seems like a pretty obvious question, but what are you going to do with the pictures now?
I'm not going to do anything.
I would hope
I'm
not.
I'm not going to do anything. I mean,
smart.
Like I said, I was really desperate, and I thought maybe it would help, you know, but now at this point, I mean, it's just done, and I am really relieved that nothing happened to me. It could have been worse.
Well, it may not be done. I mean, this is what you got to live with now, is that you don't know if the phone is going to ring today or if somebody's going to show up at your house and knock on the door and say, you know that thing that you did a couple of days ago? We need to talk to you about that. So this may not be over yet, you know?
But, you know, the thing is, I was thinking about it, and I'll just deny it. If I have to lie even more, I'll make up some other thing just to protect myself, but I didn't put anything in writing. You know, it's just his word against mine, and
you kind of made your word kind of public, because you are on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't know, you know, you've put me on a voice disguiser, right?
Yeah, nobody can recognize your voice, that's for sure.
And I never said the name of the company, and you know, like you said, so many companies are doing layoffs. I think it would be hard to prove it, but I mean, I think they would have done something by now. I don't think they'd say, oh, let's let her feel relieved and then do something.
Carly, let me take at least one call supporting you, actually. Go ahead, Quentin. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, honestly, you know, I can't totally blame her. I know that makes me probably a bad guy, but I can't totally blame her for trying to do what she could to save her job, you know? I mean, kudos to her for taking, I don't know, more difficult road,
no.
You know, doing something.
No.
She did something.
It's illegal,
no.
Man.
Illegal.
It's illegal.
It is a felony.
It's illegal. And I understand desperate times call for desperate measures, but it's illegal.
No, it doesn't.
All right, Carly, we will let you go. And like I said before, I hope you don't get a phone call or a knock on the door. And I hope this is really over for you.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
All right. Thanks for sharing with us.
Hey, The Burt Show.